Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Hello, aspiring and fellow freelancers. This is Connie and Belle, your hosts for the Freelancing with Faith podcast. Connie is podcasting from her bedroom in Navotas,
while Belle is podcasting from her home in Parañaque.
We are both moms and working from home for years. As you listen, make sure to grab your coffee or tea or any drink you prefer. Pay attention and take down notes. Get ready to learn how to build your online freelancing business while strengthening your faith in God.
Hello! Good evening to our fellow Filipinos out there, and good morning or good afternoon for Team Replay or for our listeners outside the Philippines.
Yes.
We are Connie and Belle, and we are here to share with you how to start and scale your freelancing business with God as the real boss. So if you're here, you're watching us on our YouTube channel, and you haven't done so yet, make sure that you are subscribed and click the bell to get the notifications. And today, we are going to talk about how to become the best digital marketer. But before we continue, I'm not letting Belle talk. We continue, we'll have a short clip first. We will be right back. Okay.
And we're back.
Yes, it's your turn to talk.
Yes. Should I go ahead and introduce our special guest for tonight?
Yeah. Again, yes. Our title is How to Become the Best Digital Marketer. I think you this is our third time that we will be speaking in English. Could you explain a little before we introduce our special guests?
Yes, for the benefit of those who are just tuning in for the first time or have already watched us in our previous episodes and are just wondering why we are now speaking in English. The main reason for this is we're using this same content and convert it into audio files, which we also upload on our podcast. So this is the reason why we're doing this like this, in this format, in English. Because some of our listeners are listening from the US, so understandably, they don't understand Taglish. So we have to do this in English. So please bear with our grammar and all.
Yes, and we don't have enough time to create captions or subtitles yet. So this is the easiest way to do it, even if we're not speaking in perfect English grammar. But before we start, by the way, we have to start with a prayer. I think from now on, let's just go ahead and pray live together with our special guest. And our special guest is just, you know, behind the scene for now. So let's just pray before we actually start. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us these past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we are able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact in their freelancing journey. We also lift up to you, Belle and I, especially our special guest, Venus, and her family. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help us, especially our brothers and sisters, build a thriving freelance business while we grow and strengthen our faith and relationship with you as our Lord. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Name the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. Yes. You can now introduce yours.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Actually, this is my second time to interview our special guest. Before I have this blog called Enlightened Filipino Mom, where I feature stories of strong women, no, di ba? I'm speaking in Tagalog again. Anyway, so that was I think 2 years ago, and interestingly, I did that interview exactly on Feb 17, so it's exactly 2 years ago today. What are the odds?
Meant to be.
Yes. So I'm also privileged to having met this amazing lady in different freelancing events. I met her in one freelancing group that I won't mention anymore. But it paved the way for, a virtual relationship. Sometimes we do message each other. So she's one of those people that I really consider as one of my virtual friends. So to introduce our special guest, she describes herself as a domestic goddess, raising a dog, 3 kids, and a husband. And she has this favorite tagline, there is no limit to what a woman can do. Diba? Without further ado, here's Miss Venus Sambahon.
Yay!
Thank you for having me, Connie.
Welcome.
It's a privilege and an honor to be here in freelancing with Faith. Thank you.
Of course.
The honor is ours. So before we go with a sort of formal questions. Tell us your story. What were your situation before you transitioned into freelancing?
Okay. I'm actually a registered pharmacist. I haven't practiced for the longest time. I got my license at 19. I was 19 years old when I got my license. I got into pharmacy because it is within, I was asked to help with the family business. My family has been a supplier for government hospitals. That's why they have, they told me that why not get into pharmacy, get the license so that you can help the business. But as years go by, because it is not your calling, you would be looking for something where you would shine or where you would have peace of mind. But I am definitely an entrepreneur by heart. I started my own business at the age of 22. I actually made or ran several businesses. I was a medical distributor in the Philippines. I've been to Davao, Cagayan de Oro, Pampanga, name it. I also, during the early years of our marriage, we were able to set up a laundry shop, water stations, and we were able to book big clients from the airport, government offices. Unfortunately, we got hit by the economy in 2008, so we had to close shop. Rather than run a cutthroat business, we decided to close shop, go back to being employees, and I was a call center agent for 10 years, I believe, over 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was a night owl here. I've been servicing U.S. clients since 2008, from 2008 to 2017. However, there was a point in my life, our youngest was diagnosed with autism. So I had to choose. My husband and I talked what would be the best route, because having a special kid means you need to be hands-on. You can just rely with therapists or a nanny. We don't have a nanny. Since 2011, we don't have a helper. So we basically run the ship here. So I resigned from my work. I was lucky enough that a month after I left my corporate work, I was able to land a job, which is also related to what I was doing. I was hired as a real estate virtual assistant. I believe I stayed there for about almost 3 years. I stayed there. But then also they got hit with, well, the business also got hit because it's based in the U.S. With the downfall of the economy, being hit by the pandemic and all. So I believe a lot of freelancers were hit. But that, but while I was doing real estate virtual assistance, I was taking side gigs as a writer. So I do blog writing, content writing. Doesn't matter what niche. It doesn't matter what industry. If someone asks me or if I see something that I feel that I have something to write about or I can say something about, I would go for it. I would jump at it. And so I have that side as a writer. And now another, what I'm doing for a client that I have is it's an e-com online store, a fashion store. I do the copywriting, email copywriting for the products, for the ads, the emails. So that's where I'm at right now, servicing e-com clients.
Wow, you've just proven literally your tagline. There is no limit to what you could do.
Yes.
So from the many roles that you've had in the past, can you say that finally you find your match? You found already your match with doing copywriting?
I believe so, yes, because I'm basically a consumer. As a mom, as a woman, I am a consumer. So things that I look at is, what does this product, what can this product do for me? So if I see something, I'm very nitpicky at those. If I don't see that it resonates with me, I'm gonna swipe. No. So it hits me. So it hit me that this can be something, you know, persuading people that this product is something that is good for them. You touch the very emotions to grab what you're offering, telling them that I am the solution to what you need, without selling it, without selling the product, but telling them that you have the problem, I have the solution. So yes, doing the copywriting is something that is in aligned with what I love to do. And I understand that it doesn't have that. Some would say you don't have to be, that you always have to think of what your market says. But I also try not to compromise my principles, my beliefs. I will not promote a product. I will not write about something that principle-wise, I am against. So I draw the line there. I don't market something just because I know I can market it, but I know that I believe in it. So copywriting, I believe, should not sacrifice your principles.
Yes. By the way, how were you able to learn about being a VA? Did somebody introduce to you to it, or you just found it online?
I already had several friends working at home. So when they learned I left, they offered me, they want to try this, they want to try that. But I also had to look at something that would not be compromising my time. As I've said, the reason why I left corporate is I need to find a balance for taking care of my special kid. And at the same time, bringing food to the table. that's the reason why we work. But I do value my mental health. So I have to make sure that my non-negotiables are met and understood by the client that I would be working with. There are some, luckily for me, I have not met a client who have asked that you're a mom with kids or you're a mom with a special needs child. So I don't think you would fit because of this, because of that. I'm lucky enough that I have not met anyone like that. Otherwise, I would say sayonara as well.
I'm sure.
Of course, definitely. Since you've been doing this online for a long time, what do you think are the advantages and disadvantages of freelancing?
Yes. First of all, there is no age limit. I'm 46. I started working at home when I was 43. So there's no age limit. And the learning is endless. As I've mentioned, I am currently working for an e-commerce client. And you don't stick to just one skill. You can grow parallel. I started doing copywriting, and then she saw that I can do the ads for her. I can do the email copywriting for her. I even do some designing for the emails or for the social media accounts that are needed. So it's just that don't be someone who is afraid to learn something new. Don't limit yourself to one skill. It doesn't mean that you have to jump from one type of client to another, but stick to that client or stick to that industry and find what other services can you offer. Because you can get, let's say, a big shoe company. If you started just taking in the phone calls, you understand the problems that you're hearing, then maybe you can pitch to your bosses or to the owners. This is the problem. They said they don't see the website. There's a problem with the website. Find a solution. Pitch it to your clients. And they would listen to you because they know you have firsthand information from what your customers are experiencing. So that makes you, that makes you an expert of knowing what the problems are. And definitely, your clients would listen to you.
Yes, and definitely, they will feel that you are really concerned about the business, right? Mm-hmm. You're a business partner. So that's a good advantage. Regardless of age, you could start.
Regardless of age.
Yeah. Regardless of your technical skills.
Yes, because no. I know some who have. I'm not a technical person. I know Belle has heard this from me. My talent is speaking in English. Other than that, skill-wise, technical-wise, I'm like zero. But you can teach an old dog new tricks. I enrolled in an email marketing course. I'm trying to apply the an email service, a tool that e-commerce clients can rely on to scale their business. And that's another skill or another service that you can offer. So you yourself, don't limit your growth. Don't just be stuck in that corner. You can grow as much as you can. It's limitless on what you can do.
Absolutely. So we're done with the advantages, but it's time to get real. What are the disadvantages on the other hand of freelancing?
Oh, disadvantages. If you are a perfectionist, and I know you guys are, even if your time has stopped, your clock has stopped, I know you guys you still work. Because you don't find the satisfaction. You're insatiable when it comes to perfection. You feel that even if your client says it's good, no, I can do better. You can't stop. I mean, there's this hunger that you need more than perfection, and that's good. And that's good.
that tendency, to go hard on yourself.
Yes. So that's when we have to take a back seat, relax, get that cup of coffee, cup of tea that you need. Find your me time.
I think this is so true with Sis Connie. She won't stop until she gets the perfect layout, perfect color and font and all.
And even if your client already said, this is beyond what I can imagine. And yet you have this thing, no, I can do more. I can do better. But yeah, we have to know that you have to put that stop.
Know when to stop.
Yes, especially if you're enjoying what you do. I mean, you're in the zone. But yeah, of course, you have some limitations, so you have to.
Yeah, you really have to put a limit on your end there, because it's not going to stop.
Yes.
100%. What do you think newbies, especially the aspiring freelancers, should never skip when it comes to freelancing?
Learn to accept failures. Learn that there would always be a failure, but it is not the end of the world. Because only with those failures, you would grow. Like a young kid, like a baby trying to walk. If they don't fall, they won't learn how to stand up. Eventually, they'd be running at some point, climbing those stairs. And I think the generation now, are we at Gen Z, Gen what, whatever generation we are at right now? We have to remove that microwave mentality. Because if you want to eat something, it's not like you just pop it in the microwave, 10 seconds, it's done. So with freelancing, there are a lot of hits and misses. I recall one of the mentors in this coaching group that I have, send those cold emails. Send 100 every day, 200 every day. I tell you, you would only get like 2% response or 5% response from those 200 emails that you've sent. But that should not stop you. You should learn that those failures would make you stronger and better. If someone declines you for a job, I think a good way to respond to it, or if someone declines a service offer that you have, I think instead of just accepting the email or the communication that I'm sorry, we decide to go to another way, you could ask where was it that you did not connect? What is it that made you decide to go another route? or how can I, what do you think, what improvement do you think I should do so that moving forward we may cross paths again and you may need my service at that time. And I want to be ready. I want to be ready for you.
No.
So those are things that
that's a wonderful thing.
Yes. For every answer,
sorry
there
about
is
that.
A
am I lagging?
A bit.
No.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're good.
Oh, no. I think my internet connection is not stable. Anyway, you're freezing. Anyway,
you're good. You're good.
So that's a good tip because a lot of freelancers, when they get this rejection note, rejection message, they would just end it right, like, thank you, that's it, right? So that's a good tip. And also with that feedback, it will really push you to improve yourself more, improve whatever it is that you need to improve. So that's a helpful tip. Thank you for sharing. Yes.
And take it with a grain of salt. It's not on a personal level that they're telling you. Take it with a grain of salt.
Yes.
Yes, definitely. So for those people who are watching us, feel free to ask your questions in the comment section. All right. So since this is Freelancing with Faith, let's go ahead with the faith-related questions. So how has your faith impacted you and what do you think is God's role in your freelancing journey?
Oh, God's role in my freelancing journey. God showed me that God helped me, what's this, expand my horizons and my patience and tolerance to people. Other than my family, okay, here's my limits. My patience tolerance is here. My parents, they spawned me. I don't have a choice. I came from them. I have to respect them. Okay. My husband, I chose him. I picked him. My children, they came from me. And then my friends and the people that I surround myself with. But with God's guidance, my patience has expanded. That I need to be tolerant with other people because I don't know what they're going through. I don't know, let's say with a client may be telling you something, or have you experienced a client typing all caps?
Yes, sometimes they do that.
That happens. And then they would, sometimes they would say, oh, accidentally typed in caps, or but sometimes it is an accident, but should they tell you something negatively or call you out for something that you did or did not do the way that they expect you to do it? You should not be mad. You should accept the fact that you are human. You make mistakes. And this person is calling out what you did, not you. So God has helped me with my patience and tolerance, especially since we work with international clients, other cultures, other upbringings. We have to be accepting and inclusive of what they are, what they tell, how they tell it to us. What do you call this? God has shown me to be careful with the sensitivity part. Okay, so I have not thick skin, but okay, you just say, okay, own up to it. Okay, if you want to defend yourself, you want to explain your side, go ahead. But you don't have to be feisty or argumentative. Just explain your side. And because back in the days when I was younger, I would be very feisty, very defensive. I tell you, I would be like director, senior manager. Name it. I have been to the principal's office at work so many times.
I could just imagine.
But doing this freelancing work, for God to be give me that opportunity. I am more than grateful. So I have to give it to him that this person is different. I have to understand also where the person is coming from. So that's how my faith has helped me. The patience, tolerance, and acceptance of other people has grown.
Yeah, good thing we met you when you already has the already have the tolerance, so that tolerance level.
Yes.
Yes.
I was very tolerant already. Yeah,
so. So, do you have any Bible verses? You don't have to memorize it, but do you have any quotes from the Bible, that you always lean on?
God is my shepherd. Surrender everything to Him. He will pave the way.
Yes.
Simple as that. Beautiful. And I think from your story, hearing your story about how you transitioned from a corporate employee into a freelancer, that's why Connie is asking how long it took you to learn about virtual assistants, and you already have friends surrounding you that time, right? So it must be part of God's plan.
I learned from them, and I am very grateful that when they learned that I am looking for a new venture on how to continue, of course, bringing food to the table. I have different friends who approach me, message me, you want to try our agency, you want to try my client, you do this, you do that. So you really have to surround yourself with people who are supportive. Even if they are toxic, they may not understand that they are toxic, or maybe it is just you seeing that they are toxic, but they're really not. So you really have to have that open-minded, that it's not toxic. They're not toxic. Maybe it's just that we're different. So you just have to look behind and see that they are trying to, but you know that you meet people that they love you in a different way. There are people like that. So you just have to be open-minded. Especially with freelancing, you meet all kinds of people. So make sure that you be around with people who can help you grow, make you a better person. And at the same time, you pay it forward. Be a better person for someone else.
Wow. Yeah, definitely. I agree.
Yes.
And it's good to be reminded that everyone has good intentions, right? We may not just, they may just express it in a different way, but when you try to dig deeper, they have the best intentions for us.
Exactly.
Yes. So before we go ahead with the main topic, I know some of us are waiting for those tips on how to become the best digital marketer. One last question. If you were to look back to your younger self when you're just learning about this freelancing, this VA industry, what would you say to her?
I should have learned earlier. I should have taken it seriously earlier, because I have learned the freelancing as early as 2008, 2005. And yet, I ignored it. Before it was Odesk.
Yes.
So that's how old I've learned of it. the early agencies here that we have, Rare Job, those, as in it, that's how old, how far I've learned of it. And yet, I didn't take it seriously, or I just brushed it aside. I never thought that it would be, it can be a stable source of the family. I never thought of it. If I have learned as early as you guys did, maybe I could have helped more. Maybe I could have shared my knowledge more to people who would also want to start doing freelancing.
Yes. I think I will tell that to myself as well. Anyway, if you have questions for Venus, feel free to share them in the comment section. So this is now the part where Venus will be sharing with us how to become the best digital marketer. So go ahead.
All right. Okay. Hi again. My name is Venus. So I am, initially I called myself the domestic goddess. Now I am the goddess marketer. I have decided to focus on e-commerce as my service. Why? For the past couple of years, we have been hit with the pandemic. And I found that online businesses has grown that much. So since I have, as I've mentioned earlier, I started running businesses at a young age, but those businesses are the traditional setting. Now I have to do it the digital way. Now the advantages of doing business this way is there is no limitation for you. First, choose your market or choose a market that resonates with you. Choose something that a market that you would like to help. And what do you want to help them with? Someone was asking me earlier what she wanted to do. She wanted to be an e-compreneur as well. Then I told her to start with is look for the group that you want to help. So the example that I gave her is plus size women or plus size people. What is the problem of plus size people? Because I'm a plus size person. So it is very difficult to find clothes. It is very difficult to find clothes. Clothes that would fit, clothes that would that would last. Okay. And if you're young, you don't want to look like wearing outdated clothes, frumpy clothes. So try to give that solution to the plus size people and see if you can give them, try to give them the option of the fashion items that they can get from you that would keep them still young looking, still hip. And then when you get into that business, don't just limit yourself on, of course, now social media, you have to be there. Social media presence is very much needed to grow your business, but don't limit yourself on social media, the social media platforms. I think if you restrict yourself in social media platforms, which you don't have control, algorithms change every now and then. So you have to find a way to get in touch with your clients. That's where email marketing would come in. With email marketing, you have your own list. You get those people to sign up for you. You have their information. But if you're stuck with, if you're just relying on subscribers or subscribers on social media like Facebook or Instagram, and a glitch happens, you'd be stuck. And since algorithm changes very quickly, then you don't have a way of, you have to restudy and reevaluate everything. But if you add other means of reaching out to your clients or reaching out to your audience, telling them that you have something new, add another way, and that is email marketing. Don't limit yourself. Don't stay in just one platform. I understand that people would be just prominent in Instagram or just prominent in Facebook, but just because you're growing there, it doesn't mean that you don't, you're not going to venture into TikTok anymore. TikTok has grown. I don't have the numbers right now, but TikTok has grown tremendously. You can show your branding. You can reach out to a younger or broader audience. You will be surprised that TikTok has no boundaries as well. Recently, I saw a grandmother with a TikTok, with her TikTok channel, and she has been tapped now as like an ambassador for certain products. So you can tap more of your market or grow your business if you touch all the social media platforms, reach out to them. Secondly, get someone who knows how to tap those platforms. As a marketer, let's face it, we cannot handle everything. So you have to have people or get the team behind you who can help you grow the business of your clients or grow your business with those platforms. Because even as a virtual assistant, if you've been a virtual assistant for the longest time, you can't be an expert of everything. So you have to have someone, partner with someone who is an expert at those. And then you can be the spokesperson, gather your team, get those clients, reel those clients in with whatever business package that you can offer for them. What else? As I've said, I try not to go with a client that does not, that goes against my principles. I'm not saying that, not to be righteous, but I find it difficult on my part. I find it difficult to promote or market something that goes against my principles. So if it is something that you would like to, if you would like to scale your business, it has to be something that you believe in. And also get the products, try the products. Don't just, it has to be something that you know what you're saying. Because the moment that you write your copy, the moment that you write your that information that you're sharing, the authenticity would be floating around. So try out your products. Make sure that you have knowledge of what you're marketing, not just the words, but the actual product itself, so that you know what you're sharing to your audience. And then I guess that's all I have for now.
Yeah, thank you. Really, really helpful. Follow-up question. Do you have to be so good in English to be a copywriter?
No. No. Because we have tools that can help you with your grammar. But what you need to know, what you have to know is how to touch the emotions, how to read the emotions of your audience, not just the mentality, but the emotions. Because you are selling, we are emotional buyers. Let's face it. That's how people buy nowadays. Even if we teach our family, we teach our children that you go versus, you go with needs before wants, we are emotional buyers. So that's what you need to do. You have to have the heart. That's why I'd rather promote something that I believe in, because it would be against my principles, and I can't. I won't be able to write anything good. Kudos to those who can, but me personally, I can't.
Agree. Salute to those copywriters.
Yes. If you have questions, don't forget to share them or type them in the comment section, even if you're watching the replay. And we will just relay your questions to Venus. And I think we still have another section, Isabel. It's your turn.
Yes. This is our fast Q&A round. This is a fun part of the program.
Right.
Okay, first question. Lights on or lights off? Joke.
John?
seriously. The first question, cake or pie?
Cake.
Next, able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
Oh, wow. Language, all the languages in the world.
Next, what was the last movie you watched?
A movie as in cinema or Netflix, will that work?
Netflix will do it.
I was watching, it's an old movie, Ashton Kutcher in, no, not that. No, with Sandra Bullock, Ocean's 8. Was that it? Ocean's 8? Yeah.
I think. Yeah. Next, last song playing on your mind. Your LSS song.
Party in the USA.
Didn't expect that.
Interesting LSS. Huh? giving presents or getting presents?
Oh, giving. Presents.
Next question. The last book that you've read?
Oh, my all children's books. Because I've transitioned to audiobooks.
Okay. This one. Top three people you follow.
Does it have to be local? Does it have to be local?
Yeah.
Top three. Not in any order.
Yeah, no one will get hurt. They won't mind.
I follow Rachel Peterson. John Pagulayan and Alan Ngo.
Yes, we follow them as well. Next question, paper or plastic?
Oh, paper.
Summer or rainy days?
Oh, I don't like the sun, but yeah, summer. I don't like getting wet.
Favorite day of the week?
Saturday.
Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Oh, ask permission.
Last but not the least, if you could ask God one question, what would it be?
Right now, when will the pandemic stop?
And I think a lot of us are asking that same question.
Yes.
Yay. So that concludes our fast Q&A round. Thank you. Thank you for playing with us.
For our viewers out there, if you had fun and you've learned something, which I'm sure you did, make sure that you click the thumbs up icon below this video. And if you haven't done so yet, make sure that you are subscribed in our channel. So any last piece of advice to our aspiring freelancers?
Be patient at all times. Be patient and accepting of whatever is laid down on your plate.
Wow.
with that. Thank you so much.
Yes. Do you have anything you want to promote or share?
Yes. Now, other than we have recently started our own e-com business, so we are now an e-compreneur. We started with coffee because my husband and I are coffee drinkers. But now, since my husband is diabetic, we have expanded our products, serving low carb, sugar free, as natural as possible that we can. It's called Sweet Alexander. We named it after our special son. So there you can find sugar-free peanut butter. We will be launching our all-natural, no preservatives, sausages, bacon. So it is a challenge at the same time, exciting, because you get to interact. I did not set up my chatbot because as per one of the mentors, it is best not to start doing the chatbot yet so that you get a feel of the questions. And that's where you close the sale, when you talk to them directly. So that's another tip I should have shared earlier. But yeah, so if you want something that's natural, I'll see if I can get to the vegan baby food by March, but still trying to test the market on how. I think one thing good about the pandemic, it made people more health conscious, made people check what they have been putting in their body. And that's where we come in, where you're one-stop shop soon.
Yay, I'm so excited for you. I love that, the idea of you applying those same tips, like what you learned, what you've been doing on your clients' businesses, you're able to apply it on your own businesses, right?
Yes, yes, true. And that is, I think that's where a freelancer should navigate. After serving your client, you can do it for you. If I can do it for someone, why not do it for myself?
Yeah.
I think that's the right pull of gravity.
Yes, exactly.
Do you already have a website, or is it available on Shopee, Lazada, something like that?
I have it. We have a Facebook page with Alexander. We have it on Lazada. I have reserved my domain, sweetalexander.shop, but I have not done a site yet. I'm still thinking on what to use. I guess when we have enough products to put on a site, then we will have that site. We would be getting, I actually have a scheduled product shoot. We have product shoots this weekend. So by next week.
Exciting!
I won't be using stock photos anymore. And we're also after resellers, distributors, so that it's going to be, we want to be near the client so that they don't have to pay so much for the shipping fee. So we want resellers in certain areas. We have to be strategic with that.
Yes. So we will update the description with the links about Sweet Alexandre. So
Thank you. Watch out
for that. Yes, you're very welcome. So that's it for us. Share with us in the comment section which one is your favorite takeaway or favorite tip from Venus. And let's have a closing prayer.
Yes.
I made you laugh. You were surprised. My playlist is Dua Lipa, Billie Eilish, Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, that's my.
So really, age doesn't matter.
No.
I also listen to Billie Eilish. So my kids are always teasing me.
That's my playlist.
Yeah, mine too.
Maybe we should include that on our fast Q&A. What is your playlist?
What's your playlist? Yes.
Anyway, sorry. Let's have a closing phrase.
Thank you, Belle.
Thank you. Okay, this is a wonderful, wonderful interview. Let's remember that we're in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience about the freelancing business. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, as well as Venus and her family, their loved ones, Lord. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us, Lord. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
In the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yay. Thank you so much,
Venus. Thank you.
Bye, everyone. God bless. Yeah, and we'll see you
each other soon.
Yes.
Well, and we'll see you on Monday for another live session where we do live praise and worship. Bye, everyone. God bless.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast with Connie and Mel. Did you enjoy this podcast? If so, we hope you will share our show with your friends and family. Check out Belle's website at socialbellph.com and Connie's website at conniesabala.com to get to know us. Make sure to listen to our next episode,
and we look forward to sharing more freelancing tips and stories with you.